We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hello, SEO 101 listeners. Webmasterradio.fm introduces over 101 reasons to love your smartphone even more. Introducing the Webmasterradio.fm mobile app, now available in the iTunes Store or on Google Play. Listen to SEO 101 live every Monday or download thousands of past episodes or download shows like SEO Rockstars, Search Pulse, The Daily Search Cast, and more. Download the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app for iTunes and Google Play now.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. How's it going today, bloke?
It's going real good. It's Obama Day, as Brass Car Producer likes to call it. I personally think it's actually Martin Luther King Days here in the States. But it's officially Inauguration Day, so there's lots of stuff going on around that. Do you guys pay any attention to what goes on down here on Inauguration Day up there in Canada?
No, don't really get the hullabaloo, but I guess, you know, you knew he was going in, so what's the deal?
I've actually been to a presidential inauguration. I went to Reagan's second inauguration. There were millions of people packed into a small space. You couldn't hear or see anything, but I get to say I was there. That's about it.
Huh. Yeah. Exciting.
It is. There's lots of T-shirts and buttons and things for sale, and you get to be part of history. It's only happened 50-some times. 57, this is the 57th time, I think, in our history that we've sworn in a president.
Cool. Well, very... very pumped. It's very nice. I won't get political on you, but I'm happy.
Yeah, you don't want to get political. You've seen my Facebook page.
That's fortunately, we're both on the same track, so there we go. So I just got off my bike from being at a meeting and stuff, catching up with some friends, and I'm a little bit unprepared. So I believe you have some notes on Facebook.
Not just notes. According to Facebook, they're changing the way the entire world will use the internet. So last week, if you've been under a rock, Facebook launched Graph Search, their foray into the search arena. It's still in beta. Nobody can access it yet unless you're like super high profile. I think Danny Sullivan has access and people like that. But you can sign up.
They don't know who we are.
I signed up for the beta. If you go to facebook.com/graph search, it gives you kind of some propaganda about what it is, and allows you to put yourself on the list for the beta sign up, which is not going to happen still for a few weeks. So everything we're getting is either speculation or, you know, from articles that the few people that have access.
Well, it had to happen. I mean, how often have we been talking about this? I mean, it's taken way too long to happen, in fact.
Yeah, it has. It's way too long. But it's still, I think, it's not going to change the way people use the internet. I have some reservations about it, though. I think just due to the fact that they have a billion users that are going to have access to this search, we kind of have to pay attention to how it works and what happens with it and how it's going to impact not only our sites but our social, you know, for our brands and for our customers and for ourselves. We've got to pay attention to this.
Of course. Okay. Yeah, and see whether they actually know what they're doing. Yeah. I mean, by now they should have at least one Googler on staff.
Well, actually, both of the guys that developed this were so it's two guys from Google are the two main forces behind this graph search. So it's going to have, you know, it's not going to be, you know, just a piece of crap like their old search is. At least I would hope not.
Because I'm still waiting. It's a simple, basic thing I need them to do. I want to be able to search my own posts. I mean, come on.
You should be able to do that now. So basically what this search does is it only searches content on Facebook. There's no outside of Facebook access to anything, with one exception. The only exception is if your search does not return any Facebook results, you get Bing search results as a default. Mm-hmm. So if for some reason there's nothing on Facebook that matches your search query, you will get Bing results. That's the only time this search goes outside of Facebook. So they were very, very, very adamant that this search will respect all their privacy policies, which kind of is great for them because they're respecting privacy, but it's really going to suck for them because it really limits the amount of, you know, content that they can search or an individual can search for. So it's necessary. So it really depends on how that really unfolds as to how well this is going to work. So basically, Mark Zuckerberg's quote, let me call it up, I actually have it written down here. His quote is, "You can only search content that has been shared with you, period." So he says, you can only search content that has been shared with you. But at the same time, if you go to that facebook.com/search, and if you do the sample search, it searches for people in your area. Well, I did that. And I said, were in my area that I was connected to or connected to my friends, but I also saw other people that I had no clue who they were. It didn't say I was connected to them in any way, but I found them in search. So I'm really confused at this point about how the search only content that has been shared with you actually works. It's kind of confusing.
Well, leave it to Facebook to make it really understandable.
Yeah. I read one article. So basically it allows you to search in categories. You can search via people, places, photos, or interests, or any combination of those, right? And somebody had this great, great thing. I think it was readwrite.com, wrote this entire article about how the new Facebook graph search is going to become the dating site of the future. And their example was going to be, you search for friends of my friends who... And so you're going to find exactly these people that you already have some connection to through other friends that have the same and the gender that you prefer. It's like, that sounds kind of creepy to me personally.
Well, what is Facebook but not if it isn't creepy?
But that's the kind of search is built to do. So it's still, to me, in my mind, is very... How's this going to work? How's it going to be beneficial? Are people actually going to use it? Because you can think about it. There's two different things people are going to have, or Facebook is going to have to overcome to get people to use this search engine. One, the fact that their search engine has sucked for so long that people are in the habit of ignoring it. They're not in the habit of using Facebook search, and to get them to change that habit is going to take some extraordinary measures. Two, the way they're asking people to search has to change. People don't usually search by friends of my friends who are female and like a certain thing and then are single. They search for, I need to find a date on Friday. They don't think about
it. Oh, God help us if it's that easy. lock up our girls, our daughters.
I have daughters, but I'm going to teach my boys how to do database queries now.
Lock up my daughter then. That's for damn sure.
Programmer would search in those kind of queries. And people just don't do that, don't know how to do that. They don't think that way. So that's two major obstacles people are going to have to overcome to really get some benefit out of Facebook social search and get the usage that Facebook needs to see to be able to build ads into it to make some money.
Well, you know, you're talking about how it's going to be pretty aggressive, how they are pretty intense, how they're going to have to get search into people's faces so they start using it. I mean, I don't think it's going to be very hard for them, though. I mean, they own you when you're on there. You can easily start interjecting search options between posts. I mean, it would be in your face, no time. You'd start to understand it, no time.
How many did you use search on Facebook in the last month?
Oh, God. Practically no one. What I'm saying is if they do this, though, at least it will be in their face and they go, oh, wow, this is available. Because frankly, that search for people, places, and things up there, I use rarely. I mean, I use it when I do want to find someone that I haven't been connected with in a while, but that's it.
On Facebook is find people. So, you know, the places and things part of it, it's still, according to Danny Sullivan, did a good post because he has access. If you click on the search, the box now that's search for people, places, and things, and another box opens up and there's a bunch of options. And you're trying to that way. I don't know what's going on. the other thing that I'm kind of intrigued about that I'm looking into is two things. And I think we should cover it because I think we have to take a break soon. So I got some other things I want to cover about
that. Okay. Yeah. When we get back, we'll get right into it. Thank you.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Rise, links, and web indexes. Take a bow to the largest link map in the world, Majestic SEO. Majestic SEO wields its virtual sort with speed and accuracy to deliver detailed reports of your company's link data and that of your competition. Let Majestic SEO make you your own king of internet marketers. And join the crusade of clients and agencies that have chosen the noble choice for link intelligence. MajesticSEO.com. Maximize ROI to use your time and let Majestic wield its mighty sword. MajesticSEO.com. It's good to be king.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS, text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
And welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the director of SEO and social media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Now, you were just covering some of the issues with search at Facebook, from what we understand so far from Danny. Now, you also wanted to talk about a bit of the social graph on and how it connects with Bing, right?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things. You know, like we said at the beginning of the show, we can't ignore this. We've got to take it as, you know, part of our future. So thinking of from that, there's really, in my mind, three things that we have to think about when it comes to websites, our websites, that are related to Facebook's social or graph search. I'm sorry. The first one is, what do we do to our websites? How can we improve our websites? I guess the first thing we have to think about is, you know, people will find our content on Facebook through it being shared through other people. So one of the things that we have to take into consideration is when people share our content, what shows up on Facebook? Well, the what's it called? The open graph? Is that where you – I think it's open graph. Where you
– Yeah.
Your pages that can actually dictate to Facebook when someone shares the link what the photograph is going to – what the description of your page is going to be. Those are becoming now more and more critical because of the fact that you want to make sure you have the right photograph. You want to make sure that you have the keywords related to your content show up in the – in the description, so when people search on Facebook, they're searching for the right terms to get to your articles or content shows up for the right searches. So that open graph is becoming more and more critical now to make sure you're utilizing it and make sure that you're optimizing the content that appears in it for Facebook search. Does that make sense to you, Ross?
Yeah, well, and timing's kind of funny, actually, because I read in front of me, I've got the a chart I'm creating for one of my clients, a schema.org review. The microdata for reviews, so that I can provide him his designers or developers with the proper ones to use, and it's a lot. There's a lot to do, but it's all very straightforward. You know, if properties for your postal address or the property would be address country, expected type of info is country and text. They're very. It's like dealing with HTML. If anyone's even attempted to try it without the fear, it's very simple. And really, schema.org is very simple too. Just you look at a few examples. I go to, let's say, Yelp.com and find a particular, let's say, the restaurant down the road. If you look at the source code of that page, you'll start seeing things like address country, address region, postal code, review body, review rating. It's pretty self-explanatory. And so it's not difficult, but it does take a little bit of time. Now, that's microdata. When it comes to the open graph, just sticking in the IDs equals, it's just as simple. I think the only tough part is finding a really good explanation of what you're supposed to do in those, because it's not quite as simple.
Yeah, I agree. It can be a little more difficult, but I think it's becoming more critical.
Yeah, well, now that Objects have jumped on board, that's put a lot more weight on making sure that it's more standardized.
Yeah, I agree. So hopefully there'll be easier ways to do it coming out in the future. But it really, I mean, there's already plugins for standard CMSs like WordPress and Drupal and those kind. But if you're running any kind of custom platform, that's going to make it more difficult for you, for sure.
Now, how has this affected your business? Have you guys got the appropriate tags and stuff in your newspapers?
We do. We've had those for a while. What we're working with right now, we're discussing and putting together plans for our IT department to make it easier for our authors to customize those tags as they do it on a per article and a per post basis. Right now, a lot of that is automated based on back-end systems. We need to make it much more customizable, and that's because of these changes. You know, and we need to be able to target, you know, certain phrases based on what we're targeting. It has to be a priority. And I think going along with this, one of the things we're going to do is we're going to emphasize the Facebook share and like buttons a little more than we are currently, because you got to remember, you know, it really depends on the size of your social grid or the person who's searching social grid. If they're connected to you or not, makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
That content or like that content, and we get more activity around our brands and around our content, that's just only going to help us in search. So the buttons that we put on our sites, or the buttons that anybody put on your sites, that's really the second thing I wanted to discuss around this, to do to your website, is really emphasizing the social sharing, the like button, there, the more likely it's going to be found in search. It's really, to me, a person only has, you know, 10 people in their social grid, they're not going to find much in search. They're not going to use it because they don't find much. But the same thing, you know, the number of likes might not make any difference either. If you think about it, let's say you have a page that has 500 likes. But if I'm searching and I'm one of those likes, but only two of my friends are also those likes, it might not have much weight. But if it has 500 likes and 400 of my friends are, you know, liking this page.
I keep losing you, John. I think we need to take a quick break, and we're going to get you on the phone so we can make this a little more stable. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Aim clear. This is how you sell with social.
Have you tried to do CPA conversions using social PPC and failed? You're not alone. These days, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube require true specialists
to dominate. AimClear, the agency,
brings definitive psychographic targeting,
bleeding-edge creative,
and killer content amplification to the social advertising table.
AimClear, this is how you sell with social. AimClear, this is how you sell with social.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Hello. Welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the director of SEO and social media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Now, I've got a few things I wanted to bring up, John, but I wanted to make sure we tied everything up. Now, do you have any parting thoughts on what we were discussing?
Well, I just want to tell everybody, sorry if you guys haven't trouble hearing me. I switched to the phone. Hopefully, you guys can hear and understand what I'm saying now better than we could a little bit ago. So, the last thoughts I had, I guess, we talked about the idea that, A, you have to use the Open Graph on your sites to really optimize for the links that are being shared, you know, on your content, of your content on Facebook for search. Two, you need to emphasize the social sharing on your site a little bit more than you might have in the past if you want to optimize for social search. But the other thing that I didn't think we covered, we mentioned it briefly at the beginning, but Bing is going to become more relevant because of this, because Bing's the default search engine. If for any reason there's no result shown in Facebook search for a Facebook content, Bing will results will show. And second, Bing is now even integrating Facebook content more into its because of this, its search results because of this connection. So Bing is becoming more relevant. The more people use Facebook search, the more relevant Bing's going to become. So don't forget about optimizing for Bing results when you're doing your search engine optimization.
Hell will soon freeze over and Bing will be number one. No.
Yeah, exactly. But I wonder how that changes the share of search graph now. Are they going to figure in Facebook search into the search graph when they talk about who has what percentage of search? If no. So, Bing's percentage is going to skyrocket.
Yeah, I highly doubt it because it's not the same kind of search at all. It's not search of the web. It's search of Facebook only.
Right, right.
I mean, yes, they, Bing does.
But a lot of people, they call YouTube the second largest search engine. Is Facebook now going to be the second largest or the largest search engine?
Well, they call it that, but when they're doing, like, when Nielsen Net Ratings does its search engine listing, do they add YouTube there?
No, the people that do those listings don't, but in general, you know, it's, YouTube is known as the second largest search engine.
Yeah, I mean,
technically it is.
Yeah, in terms of use, but when we're talking about true search engine market share, that's different. And that's where we're going to stick to, I think, at least in the way I like to look at it anyway. And in that case, Bing will get something out of it, though, I guess. You wouldn't, you think? Because, I mean, I don't know. It's like one of their partner sites. They don't count those. So until it's more...
But Facebook itself, once it launches, you know, this new search interface, so everybody has access to it, does it now get counted the same way YouTube gets counted?
Then that would be, yeah, would, if you're talking about that form of listing, you're right, that would start to show up. It's going to be interesting. I don't know, like at some point, Bing and Facebook, I mean, they're friends right now, but you never know how that'll play out. It's Microsoft and it's Facebook, two people with very big personalities. Or two companies.
Exactly. I mean, so. it's like having a, you know, three A-list players on the same basketball team all fighting for the winning shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The egos will get in the way.
They're working together while it's an interest to them. That's about it. I don't know. Now, on that note of Bing, actually, I can't remember whether this was brought up recently. I wanted to bring it up again anyway. Is that in Canada, Bing has been almost impossible to get your business listed in, because you had to go through Yellow Pages, which I have a lot of antipathy towards that company. It's very expensive. In my opinion, they give low quality service for what you're paying for. And sometimes even if you did pay for it, you didn't show up in Bing. So in any case, they did last year partner up with Nokia. primeplace.nokia.com, and there you can create a listing and it will show up for Canada, which is a huge improvement. And I don't know why it took me so long to find it, but I guess because I'd given up, frankly. 3 years now I've been, or more, I've been bugging the engineers at Bing to do something about it every conference I went to, and it didn't turn out to be Bing that did it, actually, so I can't even give them credit. It's Nokia. In any case, it's really good news, and anyone out there who's been frustrated in Canada and they want to get in there, they can now. And if they want some help, let me know. We're actually about to roll out a service, get Canadians and nicely set up in Bing and Google. Just, you know, it's not rocket science, but it does take time. And if we can cut the time out for them and make it easier, we'll do it.
Very cool.
Yeah. And another note, link building. I don't normally say this because we're usually absolutely swamped, but on a more business step forth note, we have a rare opening in link building services right now. Just a couple clients decided that they had enough. They've done well enough, which is rare but nice. And now it's time to take on a few other clients. If anyone's interested, let us know. This is high quality stuff, so you'll need a little bit of a budget, but you may be surprised. It won't be as much as you may think. I mean, we're talking around $2,000 a month, but the quality is good. So, anyone's interested, let me know. And lastly, I've been getting, and I still can't believe I'm still here, Red Z. Remember Red Z?
I couldn't hear what you said. I broke up a little bit. Remember who?
Red Z.
Yes, the okay, a little bit.
Well, Red Z, now calling it a search engine is being polite. Anyways, it is a place you can do searches. And what they do is, I wrote about a thing ages ago about Red Z, and it was just, it was frightening at the time because I'd heard a lot of people were getting, they felt like they were being shafted. Now, I'm being careful here because I don't want to get myself in legal issues here. But the fact of the matter is, and this is fact, I get a ton of complaints of people who've been with Red Z and have felt like they've been ripped off to no end. And you know what happens is they contact you and say that for a certain price, they're going to make sure you show up number one on Google and in their own results. Well, how they do that, anyone who has their toolbar installed, they supplant the listings that show up within search results with their listing at the top. So it looks like, yes, you did get that and it cost practically nothing. But in actual fact, it's a hoax. I'm sure it's all written in fine print somewhere, but it has pissed a lot of people off. And a lot of the traffic they've been getting, these are all notes, all things you can find on my Red Z article on stepforth.com, is they talk about how a lot of it's 0-second traffic. So anyone, please, you get a call from Red Z, do your homework. If you're going to go with it, go with it, but make sure you do your homework. Don't get bitten. I have not heard a single happy person leave a comment or anything. It's scary.
Good warnings, definitely. And there's a lot. We talked about this on the last show, the fact that, you know, what was his biggest surprise of 2012? And his answer basically was that people still fall for some of the marketing stuff that these SEOs do, the tricks that the black hat and the unethical SEO firms are doing. People are still falling for it. So that's a really good example. And like Ross says, do your homework. Make sure you do due diligence, check in to anybody who you're planning on paying to do SEO for you.
And it would be a simple matter. I mean, I say simple, to say the least. By just typing in Red Z, you'll find an article from Rand Fishkin, an article from me, a number of other people doing a very in-depth review of this company and showing examples. We're being very careful. We're making sure we fact-checked everything of people truly getting upset and trying to get their money back but not having any success. It's scary. So please keep that in mind.
Where are they based out of? The U.S.?
It's a good I knew at the time. I can't remember now. I'd be surprised they could run out of the U.S., but then it's possible. I hate
to hear stories like that. These people should be shot. Just saying, it's my own personal opinion.
I know. Now, have you heard, I mean, I remember when this was something else entirely, but have you heard about Scroogled.com?
What is it again?
Scroogled.
Oh, the Bing thing?
Yeah.
So describe it again.
Oh, I love this site. Okay, anyone go to Scroogled, that's Scroogled.com. So like Googled, but it's just like Googled, except you add SC at the beginning. Anyway, SCR at the beginning. It is a site that is by Bing, which totally shocked me. Give them credit. It was brilliant. And it's all about, have you been Scroogled? You should try Bing. And it's so funny. Just talking about how, okay, quote unquote, in the beginning, Google preached, don't be evil. But that changed on May 31st, 2012. That's when Google Shopping announced a new initiative. Simply put, all of their shopping results are now paid ads. And they go on and on and on and on. And it's very well done. I really enjoyed it. I think it's very bold. I'm sure they had lawyers galore go over it, but so they're careful. But they're not wrong. They're not wrong. You know, the new system, the shopping results are technically paid for.
Yep. Yeah, I love the picture they have on the site of it. The lady looks like she's, you know, someone just showed her a dead cat.
yes, indeed. Anyways, it's very enjoyable. Check it out. There's disclosures from the SEC that Google said, yes, this is, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it's proof. It really is. And it is a good example of how Google is, frankly, going down a very dirty path.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of expected some of that because of the fact that they went public. I mean, just the fact that they went public means things were going to change.
Yeah, no more Google dances.
I know.
I'll never let it go.
I know it's one of those things that we're going to complain about forever. Those of us that went through them originally will always complain that they're never there.
Yeah, and people are like, what are you talking about? Oh, you're so old. Quit talking about it. Well, you know what? I guess we're now over time. So, but on behalf of myself, Russ Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, thank you for joining us today. SEO 101 can be reached if you want to leave any messages on SEO or facebook.com/SEO101podcast. You can also go to our Google community, our Google Plus community. Just type in SEO 101 or just SEO on any search within Google Plus and you'll find us in no time flat. And keep in mind that every week, Monday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern is when we air. So we hope you check in next week and hear some of the answers to your questions. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.